This is the time of year when you are truly hating life. You got a zillion finals. How can you make finals a little bit easier? Well, keep in mind, that blue book hasn't changed a bit since I was in school. And you know what I've discovered about that blue book? It's put together like a magazine. You see, when you're answering your essay questions, you want to fill that whole thing up. You don't want to leave blank pages. So if you tear out the first page in the blue book and tear out the last page, you see, the first page and the last page are connected. So if you tear out the first and the last, you leave no residue in the binding. So instead of having 10 pages to fill, you got 8. And if you're really feeling bogus about the test, tear out the second page and the next to last page. You see what I'm saying? That way you'll have a perfect blue book. There won't be any little strips of paper in it. It'll look like you tore it out. So remember the structure of the blue book. As a general rule, it's a good idea to tear out the first and last pages anyway. That way, you can take 2 blue books to answer the question. It's also a good idea to always write with a felt tip pen because it takes a lot of room in the book. Do you have a small handwriting? Get over it. At least for the test, write big. And it's a good idea with your felt tip pen to write a little sloppy so that the professor has to work hard to see what the hell it is you've written. You see, keep in mind, he's hating life too. As much as you hate doing the finals, he hates grading them some bitches. So, if you write a little sloppy, first of all, he knows you're a graduating senior. He'll probably just write a C on it. What does it matter anyway? You got a C on the final. Big deal. I mean, so write a little sloppy, tear out some pages, and you'll be all set. Now, there's one thing to keep in mind. Cheating. Keep in mind, these professors and proctors have seen every technique of cheating there is. And they're ready for it. Oh, sure, you can leave your notebooks in the bathroom and then go to take that massive. But, you know, that's been going on since time began. People have gotten more sophisticated, you know, wrapping their notebooks in plastic and put them in the tank behind the toilet. And then say, I gotta take a massive, and then go to the camp. But keep in mind, you're very suspect that anytime you leave the room. For all I know, you can have walkie-talkies in the bathroom. And you're in there taking your massive going, hey, what's the air? What were the name of those boats? The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. That's right. Okay, thanks. Roger. They've seen all these tricks from cheat sheets to fake hearing aids that actually are the earplugs from a cassette recorder that have all your verbs conjugated on there. So cheating is generally not a good idea. Unless, of course, you come from money. No. Fortunately, IA developed a rather sophisticated system of cheating, which, by the way, I don't see there's anything wrong with cheating. To me, that 4 years of college is a challenge. You have to get through the challenge. You have to end up with that diploma. Sometimes you gotta do things to get the job done. It's a little lesson in life. All those holier-than-thou maggots who sit there and say, well, I don't care what the questions on the test are going to be. They're the maggots that end up in life with one thumb in their mouth, one thumb in their tuckers playing switch. It's the movers and the shakers, the wheelers and the dealers that get ahead in this world. So remember that. Huh? I'm not advocating anything. I'm just telling you to remember it. That's all. Sometimes in life, you got to think fast on your feet. That's all I'm saying. In the real world. So what I did was, I think to this day, is the most sophisticated scam ever. Skywriting crib sheets. Fortunately, I come from money. And I hired a skywriter. I knew I was going to have difficulties conjugating those Spanish verbs. And I needed to be in the course. So I knew my only answer was to pay a skywriter to conjugate the most complex irregular verbs. I made sure I got a seat near the window, and when the test started, the Skyrider started. There we go. Okay, the verb tenere, yo tango. Okay, great. And I'd watch as that Skyrider went, okay. Tu tienes. Good, good. I mean, it was very expensive, those Skyriders, but, you know, when you come from money. Usted tiene. Very nice. Nobody thought to look up at the sky. I mean, all the proctors and everybody, hell, they're looking between your legs for cheat sheets. They think you got writing on the back of your hand. How bourgeois.
Writing on your hand.
Meanwhile, I'm glancing out the window, chewing on the end of my pencil like I'm really, you know, thinking deep in thought. I'm really like, you know, I'm checking out them verbs, buddy. Sweet.
Hey, imagine my shock and horror when the teacher walked up to me and said, oh, Grease Manelli, how you doing today, huh? Geez, looks like rain out there.
Oh, no!
Johnny Bulkhead Work.